Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Teague, this just piqued our curiosity, no way around it. Barry Trammell is an accomplished, longtime columnist in the great state of Oklahoma. He's with the Oklahoman now, and he's been there for a while. Obviously, covers the Thunder, the Sooners, etc. And we all know that the fracture in the relationship with Westbrook and Barry himself has hit a point where really, if you watch basketball at all, you just can't ignore it. It's almost becoming, it's a joke at this point. And I wanted to have him on the show and talk to him, get a sense of what's what. And Barry is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Barry, welcome to the show. How you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing well, guys. Just waiting for game five to tip off.
Mm-hmm. And get a bunch of non-answers, I'm sure. Barry, I know, enough columnists, enough reporters, enough journalists, and there is a difference between being a journalist and just an opinion giver, if you will. You're a journalist, and I know that journalists don't like inserting themselves into the story. You become the story. I'm sure it's uncomfortable. Day to day, just how challenging is this for you to actually do your job?
It's not too uncomfortable because, Westbrook's not really depriving me of anything because he's not ever been terribly forthcoming. Even when he answers questions, they're not great.
Yeah.
He's not real insightful. So it's not like the rest of the world's getting good information and I'm not. So I'm not behind, I'm just in lockstep with everybody else. It's just that he sort of singled me out. So it's not, and frankly, my fellow reporters have, supported me well, which everybody expects that, but even my readers and the fans of the Thunder have not really taken to the streets with swords and torches.
Yeah.
Wanting, demanding my head. They sort of see this as just sort of untoward behavior by Westbrook. So, that's made it a lot easier as well.
Yeah, but Barry, what was the tipping point? What made this so, difficult to exist between you two?
Well, the most recent thing was January. He didn't like a question I asked, and since then, he's gone to the next question mode with me for 3 months. Everybody in Oklahoma is sort of used to it. It's not a big deal. Then you get to the playoffs, and, the press conferences are televised, and it becomes sort of a thing. But it goes back 3 or 4 years when he declared after, at one point, he wasn't really cooperating with the media, and I asked him what was wrong, and he said he just didn't like me. So, that's why he said that. I have zero idea up to that point. Now, since then, we've had a couple of run-ins. He famously intercepted a question I asked Stephen Adams
in
the 2017 playoffs. Wouldn't let Stephen answer the question.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that earlier.
I didn't give up the microphone. I belabored the point, and that became a thing. So, things like that have happened. So it's just not a good, sometimes I say it's not a good relationship, but that's not true. There is no relationship. It's just, I think Russell likes to control things, and he likes to control the media policies and the media department. And, I've sort of dug my heels in and said, you're actually not going to get to control this part of it.
Yeah.
You can control your end, but you're not going to control our end. And that's sort of where we're at.
Okay. We're talking to Barry Trammell, the columnist for the Oklahoma, and obviously the Russell Westbrook stuff, the exchanges, petty, juvenile, unprofessional, and I wanted to get a sense of what the origin of the beef here is with us here on the show.
Obviously, Barry, Russ is a great player, right? Former MVP, averaging a triple-double. He's fantastic. And this is in his mind, likely a small part of his existence. But in your readers' minds or just local Oklahoma City fans. How do they view Russell?
Well, he's a state hero. There's no question about that. And he was before Kevin Durant left. But after Durant left and then Russell twice pledged his commitment to Oklahoma City with a one-year extension and then the five-year max deal, he became, you know, the favorite son. So everybody loves him to some degree. However, they're not winning like they've been accustomed to these last two or three years. And, you know, Oklahoma's a little bit of a, you know, it's not Philadelphia. It's not, you know, I don't want to begrudge any city, but we're not real caustic people.
No.
You know, so they don't really like untoward behavior. They don't like people acting out for no good reason. And I've been around forever, and I'm not any kind of hero in town, but most people know me and most people respect me, and I've been around forever, and most people seem to think, you know, he shouldn't be acting this way. So he's damaged his own status a little bit. He's still beloved. I'm not saying he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was a time when if this had occurred, I would not be very popular in town. But that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, that's changed. Barry, let me ask you this. How complicit are the Thunder in all this stuff here? We know about the league-mandated mm-hmm. rules, and you have to go to the podium. They obviously can't forcefully open your jaw and make you speak, but they can put you up there, and at that point, it's up to you whether or not you want to be a pro. But the role of the Thunder, what is it at this point, do you think? And are they at fault?
Yes, in that they created this culture. They've enabled Westbrook over the years. They've helped give him a sense of control in a variety of things. I think it's gotten away from him. I think they realize now they've made some mistakes in that regard. He came in as a rookie, somewhat distrustful of the media, and rather than work to sort that out and build relationships, they've contributed to the barriers that keep things from improving. So I would say the Thunder is quite complicit in this. By design, you know, they want to create a very player-friendly organization. Few media demands. They don't want the players to ever think that they have to do something that they don't want to do, or they protect them at all costs.
So they coddle them. They coddle the players.
That's largely correct.
I got you. But Barry, do you think that, because now we're starting to see signs that it's infecting Paul George, mm-hmm. and, you know, we referenced a couple of years ago after the Rockets game when Steven Adams sat there like a mummy, didn't say a word, which was pretty embarrassing. Is this infecting the rest of the locker room? Like, to what degree are you able to have good conversations, healthy exchanges with the rest of the Thunder?
Friday night was the first sign that it really has infected anything else. That was a bad look for Paul George. You know, Westbrook doesn't care if he makes himself look bad. He sort of goes out of his way to do that at times. But Paul George has a pretty good reputation. And Paul George, you know, it works well with the media and, you know, certainly has got a good relationship with Oklahoma media since he got here. But Friday night was not a good look, I didn't think, and other people seem to agree with me. When he comes in and they sort of giggle when I ask a question, and Paul, under his breath, says, "Do you want me to tell him?" And then when somebody asks Paul about the dunk at the end of the game, he says, "Next question." That was a bad sign, and I think that was a tipping point. Because we saw, you know, a bigger backlash after that than we'd ever seen before. Steve Kerr even goes out and comments on it and says, "This is not good for the league." And last night, I thought we got off high center a little bit, Sunday night. We got off high center a little bit. Russell didn't say next question. He didn't really answer my question, but he didn't say next question. And he didn't use a tone that was sort of derogatory or
confrontational.
Yeah. Right. He was sort of pleasant about it.
Yeah.
So I took that as a sign of improvement. So I'm somewhat encouraged.
There we go. A thawing in the relationship. Barry Tremble, longtime columnist. He's out there in Oklahoma, the Oklahoman. Appreciate you hopping on and shedding some light on what is just a mysteriously weird situation. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it.
You bet. See you later.
Be good, Bear.
There you go.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.